Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 782 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Denise.
Hi, Pat. This is Denise. My question's about SEO and website redesign. When you redesigned your site recently, what precautions did you take to make sure you didn't lose ground in terms of your search ranking? I've got a site that ranks pretty well that needs a major overhaul in terms of how the content is organized. The site's enormous but confusing. But I'm afraid of what might happen to its searchability and ranking if I change the navigation strategy in some of the URLs, not just for blog posts, but for products and services and other information too. So I was wondering, did you hire experts in this area to help you, or did you follow any specific process, or did you just not worry about it? Is it something you can do something about, or is it completely out of your control anyway? Any insights you can provide will go a long way to making me less anxious about this. So thank you. And I just want to end by saying you are awesome, and thank you for all that you do.
Hey, Denise, thank you so much. I appreciate this question because, as you know, I recently redesigned my website, and SEO was an important thing to think about. I didn't want to, as I've heard before, switch the design and have everything sort of crash or have Google not be able to find things anymore. Now, I do know that you're a little bit more at risk if you switch domain names because there's a little bit more involved with that. But even if you don't switch domain names, there are some things you have to look out for. And the one thing I did just to make sure everything was going to go well was to make sure that I had experts on board to make sure everything was going to be passing through the way it should. We did change a little bit of the URL structures when we began to reorganize some stuff and start to begin to create more categories and things like that. And again, there's just the experts were able to make sure that everything in terms of links that were being forwarded and redirected were being done so through what's called a permanent 301 redirect, which basically tells Google that, hey, this is where the site used to be and here's where it is now. Let's pass the Google link juice and SEO strength onto that new page. Now, the interesting thing is that every time I talk to people about site redesign and SEO specifically, they worry about, well, what would happen if I switch over and things just go wrong, right? We don't want to lose our rankings. We don't want to lose the organic traffic that we have coming in. But nobody ever says, what if this increases my search engine rankings? What if I switch over and all of a sudden a whole influx of people are now able to find me? And this is what can happen depending on how your website is set up right now. So a lot of times you're going to see weird patterns happening in Google after you switch over. It's them trying to figure out what's going on. So don't be alarmed if you all of a sudden start to see some drops in your traffic and rankings right away. Give it a week after you switch over, if you do, Denise, to sort of settle. And you're going to find that in most cases that if it's done right, even if it drops a little bit, it's going to come back and come back even higher. And you may potentially get more traffic and more long tail keywords being found, more and higher rankings for certain keywords that are important to you. And you may even start ranking for keywords that you never knew even that were important to you. So the best advice I can give you is if you have an established website and you want to really make sure that in the site redesign that things are going to straight up continue to work for you. You want to make sure that the URLs are all passing through if you are changing the URLs. If the URLs stay the same, there's really nothing else you have to worry about. Just the other thing is navigation through the site. There are other indicators for Google in terms of search engine optimization that are obviously playing a role when it comes to the design of your website and the usability of it. The navigation through it's important because that affects the number of pages people go through after they land on your site, which affects the bounce rate. Speed is also an issue. If you get something highly customized, but it's a very slow experience, then it's also going to affect search engine optimization likely in a negative fashion. Then there's the mobile optimization. You want to make sure your site is mobile friendly too, because if it's not, and you just want to make sure that with whoever you work with for redesigning your website, you really want to make sure that it is going to be a mobile-friendly website, and that's going to have an effect on your search engine optimization as well. So there's a lot of things at play here, but I would definitely hire somebody who's done this kind of thing before, or at least get consultation on this to make sure it's done correctly. So, Denise, thank you so much for the question. I want to wish you all the best of luck. And thank you so much. So I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here is a quote to finish off the day by Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. He says, "Every calling is great when greatly pursued." Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.